Thames Cruises.
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight I'd like to present to you three Thames Cruises offered by Thames Waterways Inc. Thames Waterways have three boats, each of which is in beautiful condition. Their names are wonderful. There is The Lion and the Unicorn, named after a well-known children's book. There is The Tower of London, which tells you one of the sights you're going to see. And then there is The Seagull, a beautiful white boat which offers enough seats on the upper deck for you to enjoy the sunshine going up or down the Thames. Now, where can you find these boats? They lie at anchor at Charing Cross Pier. The easiest way to get there is by underground. The underground station embankment is just across the busy street, Victoria Embankment. But don't worry, you won't have to cross it. You must not, in fact. Instead, there's an underpass you must use. The company offers three different tours. The so-called City Tour, which is shortest, about 2 hours, but covers some of the most important London sights. Then the tour to Hampton Court, which lasts about 4 hours up the Thames to the south. And finally, the tour to Greenwich, down the Thames, which lasts about 3 hours. Now, when do these tours start? The City Tour leaves at three different times during the day, at 9:30 in the morning and at 2 and 6 in the afternoon. The Hampton Court Tour leaves only twice a day, at 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. The Greenwich Tour also leaves twice, at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. Now, how to decide which tour to choose? Tour 1, as I've said before, is shortest. The boat first turns south to pass the Houses of Parliament. Next to them, you can see the famous bell tower of Big Ben. Then the boat will turn round and head closer to the south side of the Thames to give you a good view of the London Eye, the big wheel that was built for the millennium. This has become perhaps the most beloved sight of tourists, probably because from its cabins, when they are highest up, you have a spectacular view over London. Quite close to it is another new sight, the Tate Modern, the huge building which one can see from afar because it used to be a power station. Unfortunately, the Globe Theatre, which is also quite close, cannot be seen from the river. You'll have to walk there. After that, the boat will approach the other bank again, where the Tower of London comes into sight. There is no overlooking it with its huge walls. In the past, it was used not only as a castle, but also as a prison. Last but not least, you will see beautiful Tower Bridge, where the boat will then turn back. If you're lucky, you might even see a large ship pass under it. Then you can see the mechanism at work which opens the bridge. The other two tours can be described more briefly. On the way to Hampton Court, which is up the Thames, you will not see that many famous sights, but you will pass through lovely scenery, which will make you forget that you're in a metropolis. Most important is the stop at Hampton Court, where you will have 2 hours to visit the palace and its surrounding park with the famous maze. If you book Tour 3, you will see most of the sights mentioned in connection with Tour 1, apart from the Houses of Parliament, as the boat goes down the Thames only. In addition, you will see the Docklands, formerly the harbour area of London, now an expensive building development with first-class flats. You will see the Millennium Dome, built for the new millennium, but likely to be torn down if it keeps losing money. In Greenwich, you will see the famous sailing ship, the Cutty Sark. Don't they sound interesting, these tours? That's why you most probably won't be able simply to go to the boats and buy tickets. At least during the main season, which means May to September, you'll have to buy tickets at least 1 day in advance. To do that, you needn't go to the company's sales booth on Charing Cross Pier, but you can go to most box offices in London. Whichever cruise you decide on, I wish you hours of fun.